With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen returns to the stand today at Mr. Trump's New York trial. Heading into court this morning, the former president complained about being kept off the campaign trail and in a chilly courtroom.
Everybody is saying there's no crime. There is absolutely. But I've been here for almost 4 weeks in an icebox. I call it the icebox, listening to a judge who's totally corrupt and conflicted.
Mr. Trump joined by a bevy of Republican supporters at court this morning, House Speaker Mike Johnson among them. A lot of folks say that if the former president can't come to them, they will go to him.
Out-of-town visitors Joe Adams and Ruth Tabrock say they began lining up 6:30 Sunday night to successfully snag a seat in the courtroom.
I'm exhausted, but loved every minute of it. I've never gotten in a line for this long for a concert.
There was a camaraderie in the line. People very kind, even from both sides of the aisle.
And they figured out creative ways to take bathroom breaks. Besides night court, there was a late night bar around the corner. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, it is not genocide. That's what Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has to say about Israel's anti-Hamas offensive in Gaza. However, Sullivan is quick to add the administration is urging Israel not to launch a ground operation in Rafah.
We have a painful experience in counterinsurgency campaigns fighting terrorists in urban environments and populated areas. And we know that it is not as simple as executing a military operation and calling it a day.
Secretary of State Blinken on a visit to Ukraine saying U.S. military aid will make a big difference on the battlefield. The Dow down 10 points, and this is SRN News. More bad news about America's falling birth rate.
A growing number of young people have decided they don't want children, and a growing number of men are making sure that decision will be permanent. There's been a spike in the number of men undergoing vasectomies, even as the nation's birth rate falls to 1.6, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. Doctors warn that vasectomies can be reversed in some cases, but for the most part, they are permanent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge has struck down a Long Island County's order banning males from female sports teams after a local women's roller derby league challenged it. The judge ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman did not have the authority to issue his February executive order. That order denied park permits to any female league or organization allowing men to compete against women. The ruling does not delve into the civil rights arguments raised by both sides in the case. This is SRN News. Progress at the scene of the Baltimore bridge catastrophe.
Crews set off a chain of explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Key Bridge. The demolition marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dolly container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dolly lost power and crashed into the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the Dolly to be refloated and will help restore traffic through the port. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The feds have opened another investigation of automated driving systems, this time into crashes involving Waymo self-driving vehicles, reports of 22 of those vehicles having problems. More on these stories at srnnews.com.